I'm present. Mr. Phelps?
Present.
Charles Erickson is absent. Justin Harris?
Here.
And Cody Carmichael?
Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum. Do we have any comments from the citizens?
No.
Okay. New business?
Yes.
Approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes?
Oh, yes.
Of the March 25th meeting?
I didn't see that.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the minutes, a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, vote nay. If you guys have, do have a vote, carries. Now we can move on to new business.
Okay, we have an application for retirement to drop for Toby Anderson, police officer. Toby Anderson is elected to retire from the drop and is terminating her employment with his Glendale Police Department on May 28, 2020. On February 26, 2020, the local board had approved an application for enrollment in drop retirement submitted by Toby Anderson. She's required to terminate employment with the City of Glendale Police Department on or before February 28, 2025. Toby Anderson is eligible to retire from the drop and receive lump sum distribution. She'll begin receiving her normal retirement pension on or about June 30, 2020. And the action requested of the board is to approve the application for retirement from drop and lump sum distribution for Toby Anderson, police officer.
Okay, we need a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the application for retirement from the drop and lump sum distribution for Toby Anderson, police officer.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, vote nay. If you guys have it, you have it, that carries.
Okay, the next item is an application for retirement from the drop from Bobby Edwards, police officer. Bobby Edwards was elected to retire from the drop and is terminating his employment with Glendale Police Department on May 29, 2020. On November 20, 2019, the local board had approved an application for enrollment in drop retirement submitted by Bobby Edwards. He's required to terminate employment with the City of Glendale Police Department on or before January 31st, 2025. Bobby Edwards is eligible to retire from the drop and receive lump sum distribution. They'll begin receiving normal retirement pension on or about June 30, 2020. And the action requested of the board is to approve the application for retirement from drop and lump sum distribution for Bobby Edwards, police officer.
We have a motion.
Motion to approve the application for retirement from the drop and lump sum distribution for Bobby Edwards, police officer.
I'll second it.
A motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, vote nay. If you guys have it, do have it, that carries.
All right, your next item is application for accidental disability retirement from Public Safety Personnel Retirement System. An application for accidental disability retirement, PSPRS, along with medical records, has been submitted to the board by Jared Behrens, police officer, and we will review those during the executive session. And also, we have a second application for accidental disability retirement from PSPRS for Richard Chadwick, who's also a police officer. And we'll review that during the executive session as well.
Okay, so at this point, we need a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Seconded.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so if you're not part of this, any opposed? Okay, now we're back into regular session.
Okay.
You're going to have to help me, Jim, because
I got
you.
I got you. I'm just going to text Kevin. Let me get to where I need to be, and we'll get this.
So we can do what we need to do with Justin here, and then when Justin has to step out, hopefully Kevin can come back, right?
Yes. Okay. I'm just finding my place. Sorry. We do have to read the statutory statements for the three new applicants, so I'll have Michelle do that.
Okay. Alessandro Rafael Casalino meets the standards of the Glendale Police Department and the Arizona Peace Officer Standards and Training Board. Joseph Michael Merced meets the standards of the Glendale Police Department and the Arizona Peace Officer Standard and Training Board. And Kent Robert Warner meets the standards of the Glendale Police Department and the Arizona Peace Officer Standard and Training Board.
Okay. So the action requested of the board would be for the new employees who have not been previous members of PSPRS is to, one, verify that the employee is employed with the City of Glendale in a public safety position, note any pre-existing conditions, and then finally to accept the application for membership into the PSPRS with any pre-existing conditions noted.
Okay, I'm looking for their names. Are they all in one tab?
It would be behind tab A, I believe, as you go back past the exec session. Is it in the back
where all their medical records are?
Or no, I think, is it past exec session?
Yeah, it's 8A.
Yeah, you go all the way past exec session.
8A, I'm sorry, 8A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Back here.
Yeah, in the very back.
I'll make a motion to accept the following applicants for membership in the PSPRS with any pre-existing conditions noted on the AZ post-medical evaluation form. Alessandro Rafael Cozzolino, Joseph Michael Merced, and Kent Robert Warner.
Second that.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay. The next item is the application for accidental disability retirement from PSPRS has been submitted to the board by Jared Behrens, police officer. The documentation that he submitted did meet the statutory requirements, and the board needs to determine if an IM or an independent medical exam should be conducted. So the action requested is to acknowledge Officer Behrens filed an application for accidental disability retirement and determine if there's sufficient medical evidence for the board to order an IME.
Well, the PSPRS board acknowledges that police officer Jared Behrens has filed an application for accidental disability retirement from the PSPRS, and we've determined that there is sufficient medical evidence for the board to order an independent medical examination of Officer Behrens.
I second that motion.
Is that a motion?
Yeah.
It's more of a statement. You make a motion that.
I said the PSPRS motion, but yeah, all right.
Okay.
That was my motion.
I second that motion.
If that was a motion, and it was seconded.
And it was.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Here's an have it.
All right.
Leaves us with just the one matter now?
The one that we can vote on.
One more. I'll make a motion on this one. I make a motion to acknowledge that police officer Richard Chadwick has filed an application for accidental disability retirement from the PSPRS board and determine if there's we can order an independent medical examination for Officer Rich Chadwick.
That was much better. I'll second that.
Okay, thank you.
That sounded more like a motion to me.
But without the proper wording, what's up?
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? My prayers, guys. Have it? You have it.
Hey, at this point.
At this point, we have the one item left. You're going to need to be excused. We're going to have to wait for Mr. Phelps to come back. Because of the two of you working together, he has to excuse himself. I won't have a quorum here without Mr. Phelps. He's at a meeting. We have to wait for him to come back. If that takes too long, we may have to postpone this again. Nobody really wants to do that. So we're going to try to get it done this morning. So just be patient. Did I miss anything?
No, sir.
I just want to go home and sleep. I worked on that.
So do you want to take a brief recess, Mayor, then?
I'm sort of taking one right now. Did you get a response as far as time-wise?
Not yet. I texted him, and I think Vicky went out to try to get him down here as well. So. Oh, boy.
Well, if anybody has the opportunity, they're taking blood over here in the river. So I went and gave my colleagues this morning.
Nice.
It's kind of odd because as they're taking the blood out of you, you're sitting next to the ice and you keep getting colder and colder and colder. It's like, yeah, this is just messed up.
They don't do the van out here anymore?
Well, they're doing a big one over at the arena right now. It's a two-day deal. They're trying to get 500 units.
Do they have a lot when you went by this morning?
There were probably 20 people there. I was the first one there. But I knew I had to get to this meeting. I had to get it done early, so.
Right. Yeah.
I always do the Power Red. They're getting plasma, plus they're getting a pint of blood out of me at the same time.
I don't think I've ever done it. Does that take longer? Or is that a different
process? Yeah, it does take longer, yeah. They had some of the hockey players donating, some of the coaches, and there's just a variety of people from the public. And
I used to not be able to give because I had traveled to certain places, and they said I was
in Europe.
Mad cow disease.
Yeah, well, they're still won't let a lot of people do it because of that in the 80s.
Yeah, that was back in the. I was in Europe for a while, and they were like, "Well, we can't take your blood," and I'm like,
"It's not a victimless."
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if you're over there, you can give blood because you're giving blood to the same people that might have the same thing.
They're all there, right? Yeah, I would think if I had it, I would probably know. I mean, no.
You would have gone mad by now.
I would have thought so. I'd be a mad cow. I'd be a mad cow running crazy. But yeah, that was back in '80.
88, 89.
Well, they told me for almost 30 years that I couldn't get blood because I'm a cancer survivor.
Oh, really?
And I found out about 3 years ago that, you can get blood. Why don't you guys make that more public? Because there's a lot of people that are cancer survivors that don't know that.
Did they change that? Was it?
That was one of their things that they finally decided. Well, you know what? It's if a certain type of cancer, a certain type of treatment, and it's been 5 years now, and no worries. But used to, if you had tattoos, they wouldn't take your blood, flat out.
Like, yeah, I remember. Yeah, that's true. We've had a few blood drives here since COVID broke out.
I've had several of them.
Yeah. Had some good responses to them. So.
Yeah, we actually teamed up with a friend of mine, and Kevin helped me with that, but we got a good friend of mine to start partnering with the churches.
I know, but
he got 50 different churches to step up, and Glendale, more than any other city, has really stood up big time.
It's been a big need, so that's good.
Yeah, I can't tell you how happy I was after they poked me. It came out red. I'm like, yeah.
But if you started getting colder and colder, I guess you kind of know.
See, that, you know, psychologically, it just kind of messes with you a little bit. You know, you see it going out, and you're getting colder and colder. Like, oh, this isn't good.
What's next? You don't want to know what comes next.
I want some of that antifreeze back. Let me
Yeah, I hear you. Thought last night might have gone longer, but it
probably has to be attacked at the
list. Yeah. After yesterday.
I don't know how you feel that.
Marathon.
It was a long one. You got all my neighbors are all riled up about the truck stop issue. They're all coming out. But, you know, I live in Waddell, so they're all have their horse properties. They're all out there, and, you know, it's interesting.
You have a DPS that lives right next to you or real close to you?
Yeah, not far.
Yeah, so the guy I used to work with when I reserved.
Oh, really? Yeah. I see him.
I was talking with him, and He's like, I don't give a flip. His wife's the one that's all riled up.
It's, you know, we got a golf course going in out there, a new community. We've got west of Perryville. We got all that development. I mean, it's not going to make a difference as far as I'm concerned.
So. Well, bottom line, if they don't want the truck traffic, they need to sell their property because it's going to be out there.
It's going to be there.
It's going to be out there.
Well, you know, Peoria didn't used to go through from west of the 303. And there was a lot of residents out there, and so the county came in and put gravel on that road and filled in, you know, put some dirt fill on it. Guy came out with his Bobcat and dug trenches all up and down it between cotton and citrus. Dug it all up, and then...
Wasn't his property, was it?
What's that?
Wasn't his property, was it?
Well, it was a private section there, and the homeowners, you know, kind of kept it up, I guess. But now they've gone in and paved it, because we've got all the homes going up in that area and everything else. So, one of the first days it was done, and there was now traffic on that, an older guy came out and threw a bunch of big box of nails out on the... one way or another.
Well, the tire shop, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it was Councilman Hugh, but no. But no, he came out and, yeah, it was like they did not want people on their road, period. So.
We used to live on 59th Avenue, just south of I-10. I-10 was just completed, and then it wasn't just a few years after that. They built the Circle K truck stop there.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived across the street. We didn't have a lot of problems. Now, the truck traffic at certain times would jam the freeway up where you'd get out there and you'd have to wait two lights to get through it. But as far as issues with, we didn't have any of that. And I'm going, you know, how was it 3 weeks ago we were making truck drivers heroes? And today they're bad.
New warehouses out there too.
Based on where that is, I don't see how it's going to create issues for those homeowners. I just don't. Because they're going to stay on the 303, they're just going to exit off into that area. I mean, I just don't see where it's going to come. And if you drive, a lot of the guys that live in that area are truck drivers. You see their trucks parked just a little bit on the east side of Citrus and Cotton over there. And
it's going to be over by the new warehouses.
And so I don't know.
I was told that one of the comments. We got the attorney on the phone.
Carrie, are you there?
Did she give up?
Yeah, I'm here, sorry.
Okay. Okay, we do have one final item with the police, PSPRS board, and that item is the application for accidental disability retirement from public safety personnel retirement system. An application for accidental disability retirement from PSPRS has been submitted to Human Resources by Josh Carroll, former police officer. And now I need to read the 8 questions to the board from our accidental disability questionnaire for the board to answer, okay? So these are the 8 questions, and it's not a vote, but the board does need to respond. The first question is, did the employee file the application after the disabling incident or within 1 year of ceasing to be an employee?
I think that's a yes, isn't it?
That's correct. The second, did or will the employee terminate by reason of disability? And you need to refer to the IME report that you reviewed in executive session.
Well, in his letter of resignation, he didn't indicate that it was because of a disability. Correct?
There was no mention of it in the resignation letter.
So he didn't terminate due to disability?
Well, again, based on your review of the medical information and the questions responded to, again, by the IME provider, we can't go back into executive session for that.
The doctor doesn't answer.
We can certainly reference the information.
Read your question one more time.
The question is, did or will the employee terminate by reason of disability?
No.
Does a no answer to that question preclude improvement of the disability?
This is not a vote to approve disability. This is simply the statutory questions. And Carrie, do you want to speak to those questions, those eight questions that have to be responded to?
So for question two, if the board responded no, that the employee terminated by resignation, that would not preclude the board from later on in those questions, the three main statutory questions, and then later determining that there was an accidental disability.
I should think he was in here.
Because I think if they say no, he doesn't get it. And it
encouraged in the performance of the duties
and
prior to the
first
membership of the
SDS. Okay. No, my answer would be no. He terminated. He resigned.
Okay, the next question. Did employment terminate based, did employment terminate based on a disciplinary issue? And I think you answered the reason for termination in the previous question.
Right, he resigned.
Okay. If the member's period of drop has ended, if applicable, did or will the employee terminate by reason of a disability? And he was not in the drop, so that's not applicable. Is the employee still working in a position within their job classification that the local board considers a reasonable range of duties?
No.
Has the employee refused a job within the job classification that the local board considers a reasonable range of duties?
No,
not applicable.
Okay. Did the injury or condition occur prior to the current PSPRS membership date?
No.
Okay. Was the injury or condition the result of an event incurred during performance of the employee's duty?
Yes, according to the IME.
According to the IME, that is correct. Okay. There are also, these are the statutory questions that your yay or nay will be basically considered necessary for the approval or disapproval of the case. The first question, does Mr. Carroll have a physical or mental condition which totally and permanently prevents him from performing a reasonable range of duties within his job classification?
Yes.
Yes.
Was the disabling condition or injury incurred in the performance of Mr. Carroll's duty as a police officer?
Yes.
Okay, so yes across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And the final question, does Mr. Carroll's disability result from a physical or mental condition or injury that existed or occurred prior to the date of membership into PSPRS?
No.
Okay. Okay, so with that answered, now it's the time for a motion and a vote on the application for disability or for accidental disability retirement from PSPRS submitted by Joshua Carroll, former police officer.
We have such a motion.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor, vote aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? No opposed.
And just stay into the next meeting in adjournment.
Next meeting is scheduled for June 24 at 9:30 upstairs on the fourth floor conference room. Motion, second, discussion, hearing none. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you all.